Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Para prevacharya trutra se mais mangres esse bhakti pranda swami shrava upara kichai nante kote vashna binda kichai namacharya shri haidasta kichai prince ko shri krishna chaitanya pavani chananda shri vare gadadara shri basari gora bhakta binda kichai ganga mai kichai jamuna mai kichai tulasi devi kichai bhakti devi kichai namacharya shri haidasta kichai samabeda bhakta binda kichai all glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to Shri Guru and Shri Goranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 23, Text 3 to 6. The demigod regained the higher heavenly planet. I will read the translation of Text 3 to 5, then we will chant Text 6 together. Text 3. Sukadeva Goswami continued. After speaking in this way, Bali Maharaj offered his obeisances first to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, and then to Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Thus he was released from the bondage of Nagapatha, Lord of Varuna, and in full satisfaction he entered the planet known as Stala. Text 4. Thus having delivered the proprietorship of a heavenly planet to Indra, and having fulfilled the desire of Aditi, mother of the demigod, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, rules the fire of the universe. Text 5. When Prahlad Maharaj heard how Bali Maharaj, his grandson and descendant, has been released from the bondage and achieved the benediction of the Lord, he spoke as follows in a tone of greatly ecstatic devotion. Text 6, we chant. Shri Prahlada Vacha Nemang Biricho Bharate Pasadam Nemang Biricho Lavate Pasadam Nasi na sarvang king utak parenaya Nasi na sarvang king utak parenaya Yano surana sindhu gang palau Yano surana sindhu gang palau Vispa vibandaya vibandita gali. Vispa Ispan vivandaya vivanditanjali. Shri Prabhupada Nimam bilu no labhate pathada. Nasi na taubang ki utang parengaya. Yano sila na atindugang balo. Vispa vimandai adibandi tangli. Please chant. Mataji's? Shri Prahlad Bhaja, Prahlad Maharaj said, Na, not, Imam, Jis, Pilinak Mirincha, even Lord Brahma, Labhate, can achieve Prasadam, benediction, Na, nor, Shri, the goodness of fortune, Na, nor, Sarva, Lord Shiva, can you tell what speak of Aparayanya, others, yet, which benediction, Na, of us, Asulanam, the demons, Asi, you have become Durgam Palam, the maintainer, Vishma Vibandai, by personalities like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, who are worshipped all over the universe. Amibandita, Angli, whose lotus feet are worshipped. Translation. Prahlad Maharaj said, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are universally worshipped. Even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva worship your lotus feet. Yet, although you are such a great personality, you have kindly promised to protect us, the demon. I think that kindness has never been achieved, even by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, or Goddess of Fortune, Lakshmi. What speak of other demigods or common people? Please repeat. Prahlada Maharaj said, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are universally worshipped. Even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva worship your lotus feet. Yet although you are such a great personality, you have kindly promised to protect us, the demons. I think that such kindness has never been achieved, even by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, or the Goddess of Fortune, Lakshmi. What speak of other demigods or common people? Purport. The word Durga Pala is significant. The word Durga means that which does not go very easily. Generally, Durga refers to a fort which one cannot very easily enter. Another meaning of Durga is difficulty. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead promised to protect Bali Maharaj and his associate from all dangers, he is addressed here as Durgapala, the Lord who gives protection from all miserable conditions. Om Agyanati Miranyasya Gyana Gyana Sharakaya Chakshu Minitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So in this verse, Prahlada Maharaj is speaking with great humility. He's a pure devotee. He knows he is not the body. He knows he is an eternal servant of Krishna, that's his real identity. Still, he presents himself as a demon. He said, you have kindly promised to protect us, the demon. That doesn't mean he is ignorant of his identity, but because he is so humble, he identifies himself as part of the demon family. This mood he exhibits even when Narsingadeva appeared when he was only 5 years old. When he was pushed by the demigod to offer prayer to Lord Narsingadeva, he said, even till now, great personality like Brahma, Shiva, and other demigods offer wonderful prayers, but you are not pacified. How can I, born in a demon's family, can offer any prayer to you? Thus, he maintained that humility from that time till now, even though he is well situated now. That same humility is exhibited by Bali Maharaj also. In yesterday's shloka, he also said, I am the demons. How I can get such a mercy? That is the first qualification to receive the mercy of the Lord. Secondly, in this shloka, the important is, he said, the mercy Lord bestowed upon us, the demon, is even greater than what Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Goddess of Fortune, Lakshmi, and other common people received so far. That means, Prahlada Maharaj said the previous chapter, when Bali Maharaj was arrested, he said, it is you who gave Bali Maharaj great opulence of heaven, and it is you who took away because of his pride. And now you have given the greater mercy. That greater mercy, we are going to discuss what is that greatest mercy he have given, which is more than what Brahma, Shiva, and Goddess Fortune achieve. The material opulence he has given for the second time is Pitriloka. He said, the Lord said, you can go become Indra next Manvantara, but for a time being, you can go to Pitraloka. That planet is hellish planet, lower planetary system, but then it is described, it's built by Vishvakarna, and is more opulent than Indra, and even desired by the heavenly residents. But it doesn't say that more opulent than resident of Lord Brahma, or Lord Shiva, or Lakshmi. That means what Prahlada Maharaj and Bali Maharaj received was not greater than what Brahma, Shiva, and Lakshmi has. If you think that is Pitriloka, because Pitriloka is not more opulent than Brahma's, not more than Shiva. Shiva is the superintendent of material nature, Durga's husband. And Godness Fortune is the original Lakshmi, who is a wealth personified. So what Prahlada Maharaj and Bali Maharaj received are greater than what they have. What is it? That's what we are going to discuss. Similar shloka comes when Krishna speaks to Uddhava. O Uddhava, there is no one who is more dear to me than you. Even Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Shankara, his expansion, or Lakshmi, is even myself is not as dear to me as you are. In that shloka, Krishna is speaking to his side. And in this verse, today's verse, Prahlada Maharaj is speaking from his side. That means, not mean that Brahma is not dear to Krishna, it's not Shiva dear to Krishna, Shankara, Balaram is not dear to Krishna, Lakshmi is not dear to Krishna. Of course they are. But because Brahma, Shiva and Vishnu, they are Krishna's guna avatara, and Shankara, Balaram is personal expansion, plenary expansion, and Lakshmi is his internal potency. So they did not have to make an effort to become pure devotee. They are naturally pure devotee. But what they didn't have, but Prahlada Maharaj and Bali Maharaj has, was a special attention Krishna gave. Being born in a demon family, they have to go through so much tribulation to become a devotee. Prahlada Maharaj was harassed by the father. Bali Maharaj was accused by the Sukaracharya and other demons. So what Brahma, Shiva, and Lakshmi didn't have was not the material openness, not spiritual openness, but that tribulation they have to go through, and Krishna took so much attention. Yeah? When that is the thing Brahmana, Shiva and Lakshmi didn't have, but Prahlada Maharaj and Bali Maharaj had. In that tribulation, they're trying to become a devotee, struggling in the material existence, trying to catch hold of the lotus feet of the Lord. That struggle make Krishna be attracted to them. That is the thing of what we are talking about here. Okay. Then in this purpose, Prabhupada is talking about Durga Pala. Durga is usually, we see Durga Devi, Parvati Devi, superintendent of material nature. But here, same word, Durga Pala, is used to address the Lord. Originally, the word Durga is a spiritual sound vibration exists in the spiritual world. There is Vishnu's abode, and there is original Sudha-sattva's Durga, and it has spiritual form, internal potency of the Lord situated in the spiritual world. That Durga is the Lord's internal energy, but when she comes into the material world to supervise the material fire, she becomes Durga in the material nature. And she look after the conditioned soul, give the punishment, try to rectify them to come closer to Krishna. Then there is two Durga. And there is another Durga here Prahlada Maharaj talking about is Durga Pala, the Supreme Lord himself. Because spiritual Durga in a spiritual world is also the Lord's energy. So original Durga is the Supreme Lord. And he protects the Lord, protects the devotees from all miserable conditions. Prahlada Maharaj said, you have kindly promised to protect us from the demon. So what Krishna protect the demon from? In a previous chapter, Krishna Bali Maharaj, Bhavana Deva said, you will be free from mental distress and physical distress. You will be free from the attack of the demigod and attack from the demon also. And also he assured that you will be protected from the bad effect of demoniac association. That's what the Lord promised. But then there is much more to say. So today the main topic is, what is the thing the Lord benedicted Bali Maharaj and Prahlada Maharaj, which is more than Brahma, Shiva and Lakshmi receive, more than Stala, which is more opulence than Indra, so much opulence, material opulence. Krishna said, first he has material opulence and he become proud and he will take out. Then that is the first instrument of his mercy. But then when he gives more mercy, he gives more opulence. And if he doesn't become proud, that is even higher mercy. But there is more. So that's what we are going to discuss. One by one, there is the first stage, second stage, third stage, and fourth stage. First stage, Bali Maharaj received material opulence in the first place. That is given by Durga. He received the material opulence, kingdom of the heaven, because of his pious activity, because of Karacharya's Karmana Naiva Netrena Jatu Deho Papatate Sriya. So, Karmana Naiva Netrena means karma, one's activities, and daiva, superintendence of the Supreme Lord, will of the Supreme Lord. One is put into the womb of semen of the man and injected to the womb of the woman, and he takes birth in certain way, certain families and certain situation. So that is coming from one's pious activity. Dharma Artha Karma Moksha, that is the law of nature Krishna imposed. Someone is pious, they will get economic development. That is the law. And that's Dharma Saksha Bhagavat Panitha. That's how the law of nature work is given by the Supreme Lord, and the religious principle are enacted by the Supreme Lord. And Durga is conducting the material nature under the supervision of Krishna. Susti, Susti, Saradhan, Sam, Sakti, Eva, Chak, Chaya, Vayascha, Vivanai, Vivariti, Durga. Means Susti, Susti, Pranaya. Durga is so powerful, he can create an annihilated planet. But he is a Chaya, Chaya is the shadow of the Lord. She conducts herself under the supervision of the Lord. Maya dakshena prakriti suyate sa charanchara hetu narena kanteya jagat purvudaka. All material beings, moving and non-moving, are conducted under Krishna's supervision. So even the blade of the grass does not move without the Supreme Lord's will. And whatever happening in the material world is under the Durga, which is under the supervision of Krishna. And Durga is fought and very difficult. That means the material world is such a difficult place to live. Always so much difficulty Durga give. That's the place going up and down, going side and so much misery. During Jagannath's Gunjicha Marjana, there is a park there. You have seen that? So Jagannath Lathayatra, between Jagannath Lathayatra and Uttalayatra, there was a Gundicha Maharajana was enacted in Ganga, side of Ganga. There is a park and there is a ferry wheel. You know that the children play. You sit on the little chair and then that go up and down for the playground. You have seen that? So my son went there. Bunch of kids and my son sit on that. And it was going really fast. My son and a few boys and another group of boys are sitting on different carriage. And when they went up, it's fine. They go down. When they went down, someone was on the top, some Indian girl, because they're going so fast, she vomited. And that came right on the top of my son's friend, who were right under. So they are enjoying like anything, then vomit came out and it came flooded on his whole body. So that is the material world. They are thinking it's enjoyment, so much suffering and dirty stuff with them. So that's a Durga, material world. Stage two, Krishna take away. Because Krishna is so merciful, he doesn't like the devotees suffering there. So Krishna take away the devotees, such a suffering. His name is Hari, he take away the misery. But the Prabhupada said, when something happens, some opulence is taking away, it's not always because Krishna's arrangement. Could be simply because of sinful reaction, or pious activity were exhausted, or could be like Duryodhana committed offense to the Pandavas, so his opulence was taken away. Prabhupada gave the purport few texts before. Because modern civilization, they do not care for the Lord. The day will come, the Lord will take away all material opulence. So could be different reason. But in here, Bali Maharaj's case, he takes special interest on Bali Maharaj because he's a devotee and he was sincerely desiring to surrender. But he has material desire and that material desire is obstructing his desire to surrender. So Krishna doesn't take away the opulence of all the devotees. But only if someone is so sincere to surrender, but he is attached, that attachment is stopping him to fully surrender, then Krishna so mercifully take away that obstacle. Krishna say, anyway, that shloka is so famous, we should chant that shloka. Yashanhanugranani hari sentadana sanai tantondananta chantyasnas bhajanandukadukita. If I especially favor someone, I gradually deprive him of his wealth. Then the relative and friend of such a poverty-stricken man abandon him. In this way he suffers one distress after another. Prabhupada recited this shloka many times when he was having a business and his business was taken away, money stolen. He said that Krishna is so merciful because I wanted to surrender, but my family business was obstacle, so Krishna took away and he laughed. Now I'm free to fully surrender and dedicate all my time to preach Bhagavad Dharma. So there is a different reason he take away. One reason is so that he can be free to preach. And other one is because one become proud, then that proud become obstacle. The other one is physically, family situation, that will become obstacle. And the other one is ignorance, because I am the possessor, the false ego. That become obstacle. So Krishna removed that obstacle. It's not that possession itself is bad, but mentality of having it is a problem. Even someone has so little, they can be proud. If someone has so much, but can be very humble. The story of the frog. Frog didn't have anything, but he found 50 paisa. He thought he is the richest frog in the entire world. He sat on it, and the royal elephant came to the pond. He thought the royal elephant cannot do anything because I have 50 paisa. The elephant came to drink the water near. Then he didn't even notice frog sitting on a 50 paisa. He stepped on the frog, and a frog, in no time, smash. So it's not like the devotee should pray that Krishna, please take away all the opulence. Krishna is not interested in what you have, but Krishna is interested in how to remove your pride, how to remove your anarata. Another story. There was one girl, she was blind. There is a boy, he likes her so much. Sincerely, he asked her to marry him. And she said, no, I'm blind. I cannot see our future. I cannot see our children. How can I marry you? I cannot do this. The boy was very sincere. So without telling her, she arranged the operation for her so that he take his own eyes and give it to her. After the operation, she came and he asked, how do you feel? She said, it's great. I can see everything. And he said, so now will you marry me? And she suddenly noticed, hey, are you blind? And he asked again, you can see now, will you marry me? And she said, hey, you are blind. You have been cheating me all this time. I can't do this. Forget about marrying. And she left. So that is our situation. We are suffering so much in the material condition, so we can only see our suffering. We don't see the well-wishing Krishna, devotees, and many friends, how much they are doing for us. We don't see that. And when we get what we wanted, we don't even care what that person has been doing for us. We just reject. That's how Krishna feels when Krishna does so much for us. We don't even think what Krishna has been doing. We only see how much we are suffering. The devotee pray, Tantenu kampam sumami shamanam punjanae batman pitankaram. So much suffering I have is due to my sinful reaction. But Krishna is so kind, he has given me so little so that now I can serve you more and more. Such a devotee, Krishna's lotus feet is like an inheritance. He has rightful claim for the lotus feet of the Lord. Because he is so humble, he is accepting I'm suffering because of my sinful action. It's not blaming Krishna. That's why he became rightful claim for the lotus feet of the Lord. The question comes, when one surrender to Krishna, still he is suffering. What does that mean? Is he suffering because his sinful reaction? Or he is suffering because Krishna is doing something? When that happens to us, then we will sing Tantenu Kampan. But if something happened to other devotees, we should think, Krishna is so merciful. He is free from sin because he is performing devotional service. But because he is so sincere, Krishna is making all the arrangements so that he can come closer to Krishna. He is so fortunate. We should think like that. And Krishna is thinking, my devotees, he is struggling so much, and he has so much material obstacle, and he won't have that material comfort. But I'm not that foolish. He thinks that poison is good for him, but I'm more experienced. I will not give this poison, but instead, forcibly, I will give my lotus feet. And when the devotee gets the lotus feet of the Lord, he forgets all the material desires. Bali Maharaj said, the previous chapter, he said, by the providence, you have forcibly taken away everything, even though I was not desiring, and gave the shelter of the lotus feet. Sometimes sounds strange, but it is Krishna how he feels. He always wants to help devotees. He doesn't want to give poison. He wants to give only the nectar. So he takes away the poison and gives the nectar. Like a parent, the children are playing with dirty thing. He takes away and gives nice thing. Some trick for the parent. If the kid is playing poison or something dangerous, if you try to take away and give something nice, usually kids, they don't let it go. They don't want it. They don't want to let it go. As a parent, I seen that. So instead of taking away and give it after, you give something nice, and then automatically the kid will give up lower thing, like a palandishtvani varatate, higher taste, then immediately give up a lower taste. That's the tip. But Krishna sometimes doesn't do that. Krishna is independent. He can do whatever he wants. In that original shloka text, Yashahana Grahanani, that shloka is coming to the text 88, verse 10 canto, 88, text 8. In that shloka, Krishna is telling, the suffering devotee is going through is not because of karma. It resembles like a suffering and happiness devotee experience are due to karma, but actually it is given by Krishna himself. In that suffering and happiness, that is real. Sometimes people say that the devotee doesn't suffer, pure devotee doesn't suffer, but actually Krishna said in that purport, devotees going through the suffering and the happiness that is given by Krishna, and Krishna actually give that, and the devotee actually experience that. That is real. But what Krishna is focusing is, when devotees experience that happiness and suffering, he go through so much tribulation, and then he catch hold the lotus feet of Krishna more tight. That reciprocation with Krishna and devotees in such a helpless condition, that is the thing Krishna is looking for. That is what Lakshmi and Brahma and Shiva, they cannot get. Only the devotee who going through the tribulation get. That is the treasure Bali Maharaj and Prahlada Maharaj get. That reciprocation in the suffering, that's only the devotee who is going through the stage of Anartana Bhitti get it. So we shouldn't think so much trouble, I'm so impure, so much suffering, too far to go. Krishna actually likes to help, and Krishna likes how the devotee is sincerely trying. Therefore, that Kunti, she pray for more miseries, more suffering. That's because she was relishing with Krishna's association so much, so for her material suffering is insignificant. So she asked, Vipara Santu Santatpa Jagakuru. Let more calamity come again and again so that I can see you more and more. Because by seeing you, I will not see the death. That is the experience of the devotees. Stage 3. Then Krishna decided to give the opulence to the devotee. That is a kind of mystery. In this stage, devotee already surrendered to Krishna. He doesn't want any material thing. He is relishing the relationship with Krishna already. He thinks material opulence is insignificant. Then Krishna decided to give the material opulence to such a devotee. Why? There are many reasons given in this chapter and previous chapter and different place in Srimad Bhagavatam. First one, Prabhupada said many times, when the devotee has material desire, material opulence, but he is not proud, and he can use that for the preaching, then Krishna supply unlimited wealth, just like what happened to Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was wealthy, successful business was going on, but Krishna took it away. He had nothing left. He surrendered fully, and then he preached. Unlimited wealth was given, because that preaching was for Krishna's. That is the first. Then another reason is because Krishna naturally likes to see the devotee are well situated, comfortable, so that he can perform devotional service peacefully. If the devotee is sincere and not proud, for him to give material comfort is just a sign of gratitude. There is one devotee in Mayapur. She had been serving Mayapur, Radha Madhava, for many, many years. She was doing so much service for Radha Madhava. And one day, when I noticed she was not here, I used to see her always taking the hand of her daughter, carrying a flower basket. She was always making a garland for Radha Madhava. I thought this is the most beautiful pictures. When I think of Mayapur, I always imagine that Mataji taking the hand of the daughter, carrying the flower basket. For me, that was Mayapur. And one day I didn't see her. And recently she came back. And she told me she went through different stage. And now she has some comfortable situation with family, the sons and daughters, and some money so that she can be peacefully perform devotional service. And she is worshipping the deity in that temple where she is. I thought this is exactly how Krishna wanted. Krishna see how the devotee is suffering. Krishna see that devotee well situated. So he gave as a sign of gratitude. Krishna is not such a cruel person, let us suffer like hell. So he gave. So there is a story of Sudama Bipula. When Sudama came, he has only chipped rice, and he didn't want to give. He didn't want to even ask for the wealth wife asked. But Krishna gave anyway. Unlimited wealth, that more than Indra's. What Krishna was thinking and what Sudama was thinking is explained in the 10th canto, Sudama Bipra's chapter. Krishna was thinking, this Sudama, he didn't have anything in the house. And his wife went to beg from the neighbor some rice. And he didn't want to even give it to me, but that is so precious for me. Now what can I give to him to reciprocate? He gave to me more than he had. But everything in the world is already mine. How can I give something what is more than what I have? So he became shameful. So he couldn't tell Sudama, I'm going to give the wealth. Because that is so much less than what Sudama gave. Therefore, when Sudama went back, On the way, Krishna gave huge palace, servant, all kind of wealth, and maid, and everything what is desirable. Krishna is feeling like, I'm giving such an insignificant, just a fake, just the opulence of Indra, which is so insignificant. But Sudama gave so much. I feel so ashamed. Sudama people are thinking, that is just like a merciful rain cloud. When the farmer works whole day and night so hard, rain cloud becomes so grateful and shower the rain to the field. But because what farmer was doing was so much, rain cloud became a shame. So the rain cloud showered the rain at night so that will not be seen the farmer. Krishna feel like that. My devotee do so much, but then I can do so little. Therefore I feel shameful. That is the mood how Krishna gave the material openness to the devotees. And Sudama was thinking, Krishna usually denied the material openness from the pure devotee, but he gave to me. That's because I'm not a pure devotee. Then he prayed for the pure devotion. And he also prayed great saint like Prahlada Maharaj. He got so much openness, but he is not influenced by those openness because he is so greatly fixed in the lotus feet of the Lord. But I am not, so I have to be very, very cautious, very careful not to be deviated in this new situation of openness. So he pray, never be deviated from this. That's how Sudama was thinking. When Queen Kunti was praying, Jamaishvara Sruti Suti, high birth, beauties, high education, all the material opulence are impediment, although it's a result of good karma, it's impediment because in those situations one becomes proud and he cannot chant your holy name sincerely. Therefore she prayed to remove so that she can pray, she can utter the holy name sincerely. Lord Chaitanya said, Trunadapi Tunishena, tolerate and offer sincere prayers, respect to others, and be humble. Because in that situation, one can chant the holy name peacefully. So what is the greatest gift? It's not the material opulence, but it is the holy name. In any situation, we can chant the holy name sincerely because holy name is Krishna. Now we go to the last stage, real mercy. When Krishna said, Sarva dharma paritaja maneka saranam bhajan, ahantvan sarva pavyebhya moksha shami machcha, you surrender unto me, I shall protect you from all sinful reaction, do not fear. What does that mean? To protect of sinful reaction, that means the result of sinful reaction is suffering. If someone is sinful, they suffer the reaction. Sinful reaction is mainly due to ignorance. Ignorance of relationship with Krishna. Because of ignorance of relationship with Krishna, sinful desire sprout. Because sinful desire is within, sinful action takes place. When sinful action is performed, the reaction comes. First a manifestation, then manifest. When the sinful reaction manifests, we suffer. That is namely born in a lower family, degraded family, or chronic disease, some legal implication, or an uneducated or ugly. That's the reaction of sinful activities. And also a manifest reaction, sinful tendency comes. From sinful tendency, sinful desire comes. And from sinful desire, sinful action take place, and this will rotate again and again. This will never stop. And Krishna says, Sarva Dharma Paritaja Mayekan Saranam Bhajan. Ahantuban Sarva Papevyo, Sarva Papevyo, that all the sinful reaction means including this everything, ignorance, sinful desire, sinful action itself, unmanifest sinful reaction and manifest sinful reaction and suffering result of sinful action and result of that sinful tendency. Everything, ahantvan sarva papevyo, everything if you surrender. Therefore do not worry. There are the six characteristics of pure devotional service. First one is Krishagri, free from sinful suffering. Immediate relief from all kinds of material distress. That's the first stage of pure devotional service. And next one is Supta, will manifest auspicious quality like Bali Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj, very humble and meek, tolerant, all the quality manifest. So Krishna wants to give this on the stage of sadhana bhakti. Pure devotional service has three stages: sadhana, bhava, and prema. One may think sadhana bhakti is not on the stage of pure devotional service because sadhana means we have impurity in the heart. But Krishna considered it's from nectar of devotion. Sadhana bhakti is within the pure devotion. And then as soon as one surrenders to Krishna, sarva dharma paritajan, one is free from sinful reaction. Even with impurity. That is example of Ajamila. He chants the holy name with impure mind, but offenselessly. To become free from sinful reaction is side effect of chanting the holy name. It's from sixth canto. To become free from sin is side effect of devotional service. Then why Krishna is making such a big deal of Ahantupan Sarva Papevyo? You surrender unto me, I shall protect you from all sinful reaction. It is such a big deal because if we are suffering so much, we cannot focus on devotional service, and Krishna is so kind. He wants us to be situated peacefully so that we can progress. When we progress, then for Krishna to give material happiness, give liberation is no problem. But for them it becomes insignificant. It's not even a drop of happiness they experience in devotional service, so they can easily reject. They don't even consider it important. Then it becomes bhava stage. Bhava stage, then it's very rarely achieve that stage. Therefore, Krishna doesn't give the reason, two reasons for why Krishna doesn't give bhava stage, pure love of God. One is because pure devotional service we cannot get by our own endeavor. Has to be given by Krishna or his pure devotee. Therefore, it's very difficult to achieve. The second reason is because Krishna become conquered by pure devotion. That's why Krishna doesn't give so easily. Today's shloka, Prahlad Maharaj is called Prahlad Vamanadev Durga Palam, very difficult. Two meaning, very difficult for the enemy to come into this Durga Palam so that we are very much protected by the enemy. Another meaning is Durga Palam, very difficult to achieve because this is pure devotional service. Krishna doesn't give so easily. When Krishna gives, that means he is under the control of that devotees. Then last stage comes, prema. In that stage, they don't even notice about material opulence. They don't even notice existence of liberation. That happiness of devotional service is so condensed. that you have metal. Metal density is so tight, cannot penetrate. That feeling of devotion to Krishna becomes so condensed, nothing can penetrate, and they don't even notice the happiness of material wealth or liberation. Then, very, very last stage, Krishna Kasini. In that stage, devotee can conquer the Lord. Krishna becomes subordinate to him. That is the prema. And that is the highest blessing Bali Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj receive. That is today's conclusion. What Bhamanadeva gave to Bali Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj is very, very last stage of prema. He has agreed to become conquered by the prema because of their devotional attitude. And he became a doorman of Bali Maharaj and sit there always to be with them. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Lama, Hare Lama, Lama Lama, Hare Hare. We have a few minutes for questioning. If there is any question in the comment.
There is a description that if someone performs some sinful reactions and how in this life we can see that if I'm uneducated or ugly or, you know, I would understand that this is because of the sinful reactions. How one cannot be judgmental about others knowing this, and how to remain in a mood of a devotee and seeing others as devotee.
Philosophically, when one is performing devotional service, he is free from sin. He doesn't suffer sinful reaction. So the devotee doesn't suffer the sinful reaction. The example is giving the lotus flower. Just like lotus flowers, petal is open one by one and fall. Just like that, devotee's karma, lotus open, petal go one by one and fall. Just like that, it will be gone within the process. It's a beautiful example. The other example of fan. The fan is switches on and fan is moving. Fan is off and goes slowly. So look like we are suffering the remnants of the sinful reaction. But actually devotee has no sinful reaction left because Krishna says, hunt oneself up, baby. Generally Krishna doesn't speak lie. But if the suffering happened to us, we should think we are suffering because of our sinful reaction. But other devotees are suffering. Even that devotee seems to us offensive or neophyte or aggressive, flubber, narata, whatever. We don't know them. So we think Krishna is so kind and merciful to him. He is helping him up. So he is not suffering. Krishna is guiding him. We think like that. Okay, 9 o'clock. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Bhamanadeva ki jai, Bali Maharaj ki jai, Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Nitai Gopre.